The Slowdown is supported by W.W. Norton and Company, publishers of Poetry Unbound by Padraig O Tuama, a poetry anthology that offers immersive reflections, keen insights, and personal anecdotes on 50 powerful poems. Focusing mainly on poets writing today, Poetry Unbound engages with a diverse array of voices that includes Ada Limon, Ilya Kaminsky, Margaret Atwood, Ocean Vuong, Layli Long Soldier, and Reginald Dwayne Betts. Poetry Unbound, now in paperback.
I'm U.S. Poet Laureate Tracy K. Smith, and this is The Slowdown. This autumn, I visited the Currier Museum of Art in Manchester, New Hampshire, where I was able to take in a truly breathtaking hand-drawn installation. The enormous panoramic work, entitled Hauling, depicts adults and children laboring to move massive bundles made up of just about every old and new tool you can imagine. The tools are bound by ropes, heaved onto shoulders, hoisted onto rudimentary carts, or just plain dragged across the ground. You get the sense of the weight, the onus of the task. But it's a communal gesture. Everyone seems to be lending a hand. The artwork itself is also a communal gesture. The artist, Ethan Murrow, created Hauling with six other artists who drew it directly onto gallery walls using more than 1,000 Sharpie pens. Standing there at the center of the room, I got a feeling of time, of all the many ages during which humankind has struggled to make its mark upon the earth. Interestingly, come spring, the gallery walls will be painted over. This paean to effort itself will go the way of so much else that humankind has done. Thinking about Murrow's installation and its inevitable erasure made me happy. I felt the sense that whatever we are working for, we need not work alone. Today's poem, by the late, great Los Angeles poet Wanda Coleman, reminds me of the work ahead. It's a poem about race, about loving beyond fear and without hesitation. I admire the speaker's directness and her simultaneous willingness to take her time. I especially appreciate her hope that making an offering of love can make things happen, that it can do the slow but lasting work of liberating others from fear. A Talk with My Grandson, Age 6, by Wanda Coleman. There's a cosmic storm whenever he's in my orbit, five races at war outside time, trapped in one spindly, high-toned body, knobby elbows and knees. The rigorously loving teachings of mom and dad take root, despite media engineering and peer pressures. The snippy cuttings, mouthy snipings, and cheeky wit that will soon attend his adolescent defenses have yet to materialize. Right now, he knows not to prevaricate. And so, that fall morning, when I call him to me for an ancestral chat to take him into my lap, he hesitates. "Don't be afraid," I say. He takes a few eager skips that turn into squirms when I grab him and hold him tight. Situated in my softness, he relaxes some, but stares at my hands in consternation. This is what happens, I think, when the eyes go against the heart. "You're all mixed up, aren't you?" "Yes. Your mother belongs to me. What's my name? What do you call me?" "Grandma." "You don't want to like me, do you?" "Yes." "Because I'm brown." He's silent. Is it because I'm brown? Yes. Well, that's okay. I'm going to be brown forever. Is it okay if I like you? Yes. Then I hug him and let go, wondering if that's enough to set him free. The Slowdown is a production of American Public Media in partnership with the Library of Congress and the Poetry Foundation.
I'm Tanya Mosley. In 1987, my sister Anita vanished without a trace. Decades later, thanks to DNA, we found her. But that's only the beginning of the story. She Has a Name is a new audio documentary that explores the search for redemption, confronting trauma, and healing in the face of unimaginable loss. Subscribe now to Truth Be Told Presents She Has a Name, where every revelation brings us closer to the truth.